There was absolutely nothing new in Obama's interview with Al Arabiya, but that's not the significance. The important thing was it was his first foreign interview, and he chose to give it to an Arab station. So, you know, that was a big gesture. You know, he didn't go for one of the big papers in Europe or, you know, maybe Canada or, you know, close neighbours like Latin America. He made his priority the Arab and Muslim world. I think he must hope that people in the region will recognise the gesture and the sort of courtesy of going there first.
He repeated his intention to make good his election pledge to visit a Muslim country's capital in the near future.
He did. He said he would visit a Muslim country within the first 100 days. I mean, there's been lots of speculation in the American media as to which country that might be. A lot of people think he might go to Indonesia because he lived there as a child, and you know, there'd be some sort of resonance. Other people say it might be Cairo, so that way he would be engaging directly in the sort of Middle East peace process. But no one knows, and there's been no leaks from the Obama administration as to what capital he's going for.
And on the Middle East peace process, Ewan, the former Senator George Mitchell has begun his first trip to the region since being appointed Obama's envoy to the Middle East. What's his brief?
The important thing here is that Obama's signalling that he's going to be engaged in the Middle East peace process from day one. Bill Clinton only became heavily involved towards the end of his administration, and it was all too late. George Bush never really became engaged. They had the Annapolis conference 2007, but that was mainly for show. It was a sort of empty facade. Obama's saying, from day one, I'm serious about this, and he's appointing a Mitchell who's got tons of experience in peacemaking from Northern Ireland. He was involved in the Middle East before, so he's definitely got the background to do it. In Washington, there's a lot of scepticism about it. They say that the situation in the Middle East, the Israeli election, Benjamin Netanyahu is due to, probably he's ahead in the polls, and his hardliner, the Palestinians still recovering from the onslaught in Gaza. It's not an auspicious time for peacemakers, but Mitchell believes in perseverance, so he's in there. As far as he's concerned, as far as Obama's concerned, they're going to keep at it day after day for the next 4 years, if he manages to win the next election.
Obama has got his work cut out. I mean, he's had a cool response so far from Arab and Muslim leaders.
Any time when you engage in, say, the Israeli-Palestinian issue or Iran or Pakistan or Afghanistan, if you're going to start telling people tough things, which is what you have to do, then you're going to get a sort of cool reaction. It didn't help much on Friday when one of his first actions, you know, within just a few days of being in office, was to launch two missile strikes inside Pakistan. That's not necessarily the way to go around sort of winning friends. People in the Obama administration, people around Mitchell, say that you have to combine a sort of military toughness or economic sanctions, the hard end of policy, and you have to combine that with diplomacy. Diplomacy itself is never going to work.
So he's using all the tools of power, including diplomacy, in order to achieve his foreign policy aims.
Exactly that. The problem with the Bush administration was there was a preponderance of on military might, and diplomacy was on the shelf for most of the time. It was underfunded, under-resourced, and not much political capital invested in it. What Obama's done by appointing Hillary Clinton and then the special envoys like Mitchell and Richard Holbrooke to Afghanistan, Pakistan, he said diplomacy is back in the forefront. Diplomacy takes the lead, and the military is sort of backing up the diplomacy.